Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I know, I'm singing the other version. I don't give a damn. I don't care. I grew up on Warren G, and that's what I'm singing. To the East Side Motel.
It'd be a lot quicker to get to the East Side Motel from the new Dome Stadium.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Mitch, please, 940. George Niang coming up here in moments. 216-474-0092. And I mean that at 9 o'clock. George Niang is set to join us at 9 o'clock. Do you want the Browns to play on Christmas? It was a resounding no in this room.
No. I do not.
And it's not just about like, oh, it's a work assignment or anything like that. This isn't work. I mean, it's work, but it's not work. I worked at a stone plant. That's work. I don't care about that. It's like, you're with people, like holidays are like forced community at times because no one takes my advice. Like my brother-in-law don't like hanging out with us, so he doesn't hang out with us.
Well,
so he doesn't go to the holidays with us because if he doesn't want to be there,
he doesn't even stay on vacation.
Exactly. If he's not going to be there, and you know what? Honestly, like I give him hell a little bit on the air here. I respect that. It's your time. You only have so much of your time. You've seen enough of us. You don't need to spend all the time with us. Fine. Go right on ahead. You're a grown man. I'm a grown man. You got your family. I got my family. That's cool. We're good here. But when it comes to like all that other stuff, it's like, man, you only got so many Christmases. Do you really want to hang out with people you don't like? Or you want to watch the Browns?
One thing about the Browns, though, too. The game is great, and watching the game is great. The buildup on a regular Sunday, the buildup to a game is part of the experience, right? Like getting your day set up, and it kind of revolves around watching the football game. When it's on a holiday, you've got so much other stuff going on that I feel like sometimes, even you know, the Browns have played on Christmas Eve a few times in the last decade.
Yeah,
and I feel like that buildup is kind of lost. Especially for guys, I mean, I'm at home all day. You guys are doing pregame shows and things like that, so I know that really hampers that. But I lose my buildup to the Browns game because of other responsibilities at the house or getting ready for people to come over, or people are already over, and then you go, crap, the game, they're getting ready to kick off.
Here's the crazy thing about it is you would think that time of the year, we know every game matters. The games in September matter too. These games feel even more important. But yet they're not treated more importantly. Right. They're thrown in as almost exhibition games, the way that they are during the holidays. That is the feel, I think, oftentimes, that doesn't match up with how big and serious the gravity of those games.
216-474-0092. Jim and Medina, hello.
Hey, guys. I think I would like seeing it because it kind of gets you away from the people in your family that aren't Browns fans, and it's... After you're done opening all your gifts, sometimes there's nothing to do anyways, at least for me, the dark sheep of my family.
Ooh. Well, yeah, but if I take I take every game personally, right, Jim? So thank you very much for the call. So if they lose, it is nothing but horrific things that are sent in my general direction on a holiday. And I used to get all wrapped up in it and like either get defensive of the team or get overly emotional about it. And then I just decided, you know what?
Video.
I never did that. Hmm. That is not me. I never faked the video. You find your clip.
That's
a Ken Carmen classic.
It's not. I didn't do it. That's not a fake. Don't just sit here and you're not, You're not Karl Malone and John Stockton over there. You guys can fight on who's Karl Malone.
Check the audio levels. We good? Okay, take two. Three, two, one.
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
I'm really excited. Get me on camera. My team won. Go viral, go viral, go viral. It's going viral. It's going viral. It's going viral. It went viral. Yes.
Not me. Can't speak for everybody in the market.
Wow, I'm surprised by that.
George Niang, 9 o'clock. You know what? I'm just moving on here. You wanted to bring this up yesterday. Some guy from the Raptors was trying to fix games.
Well,
what a way to lead it in, huh?
Not even fixing games, just fixing his personal bet. That the prop that comes out for each individual.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Individual player, and he's an obscure player. Nobody really knows who this is. Jontay Porter is his name. And these are games of which already the prop bet on their performance was very low. It's not like, hey, Kevin Durant, over under 28 points tonight.
Yeah.
What do you think? The prop bet for him that night was 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and he ends up leaving the game like 2 minutes in after crazy amount of bets started coming in, which would never come in for an obscure player. And this happened twice. Immediately, the sports books flagged it. So
yeah.
After the second time, they flagged it that it was going on. Then he was sent away from the team for, quote, personal reasons. The NBA was all over this in like record time.
It actually makes me feel a little bit better about it.
Me too.
Now, whatever you want to about Shohei Ohtani. Like, there are some things I'm going, I don't know if that makes sense. But when it comes to this here, it's like if the books are noticing it and they're knocking it down because they don't want to lose any money, and the NBA and all professional sports, like, this is a dangerous time. They need to be as vigilant as possible to make sure that their sports are taken seriously. Because before, it's like, hey, if you're gambling on it, it's illegal, or you're in Vegas. Now, it's all out in the open, and you're partnered with these companies. So now you have to take it as serious as a heart attack and go, there's nobody on the inside who's allowed to do this. Okay? This is part of their business. This is part of their entertainment. They're not allowed to do it, at least not on this sport. They're not allowed to do it. So there has to be very, very, very harsh penalties here. With the Shohei Ohtani situation, like, there are some things that I kind of give a side eye to. And I know a lot of people don't trust Major League Baseball, going back to Pete Rose and going back to the whole thing. Like, that's, if they were to lose Shohei Ohtani, that's devastating. It doesn't mean they shouldn't be, if there is anything there, it doesn't mean they shouldn't have to put it down. Because if you find out later on, it turns into the cover-up being worse than the crime. If you find out later on that, hey, Major League Baseball swept some stuff under the rug, well, now you have an entire question of the game. Well, you have an entire question. So the NBA, and they got to be steadfast, because I didn't even know who this guy was, and nobody else did. Like, I don't even remember his name, you just told me. That's one thing. If it were a name in the NBA, you have to be as vigilant as possible to protect your brand, because that's part of what the business is people have to think they have a chance.
They have to. And obviously the big names could manipulate their totals so much easier than someone like this.
Ricky Davis
plays.
Did it on purpose back in the day. Yep. Now, that's a joke, but...
Yeah, think about it.
On the triple-double.
And, you know, obviously, like, the bigger names, like Kevin Durant, the LeBrons of the world, they don't need the money. They're not going to be swayed. There's nothing in it for them to do anything like this. So, I saw this story, and I couldn't believe some of the initial reaction. Was, see, can't trust the NBA, can't trust sports, can't trust these partnerships with gambling. And I'm like, this is the whole point. Now it's all out in the open. And because it's out in the open... The sports books, they caught it so fast and immediately relayed that information to a third party, independent third party, who then turned it over to the league. They are all over this stuff. So shenanigans today, I mean, the college sports shenanigans and the point shaving scandals of the 80s, I mean, that stuff took time. Yeah. They couldn't catch them. You know, just last week, what was it? The wasn't Temple. Was it What was the team? I can't remember, but it was.
I'm afraid to say the one because I'm. It's going to be wrong, and I don't want to have to dump myself.
Yeah, but there was a story that this could be going on, and there was some weird allegations, and the numbers got fluffed up big time, and immediately the sportsbooks stopped taking the bets
because
they
knew
something was going on.
That was the Temple and UAB game.
Yes,
right. They knew something was fishy about it, and they shut it down immediately. So this is part of gambling being in the open. Is they know they have to have credibility. If the sports books don't have it, this whole thing falls very, very quickly, and they can't have that.
920, hell yes, they are annoying, and it's a great thing for sports. Up next, George Niang, Cavs forward. He defended Caitlin Clark yesterday. He's playing much better as of late, and he says Donovan Mitchell's here to stay. We'll hold our breath. George Niang is expected to join us coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.